Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Stephen Cholak. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 15, verses 33 to 47. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." There were also women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they followed him and ministered to him, and there were also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Darkness fell on the face of the whole earth. The sun and the moon did not give their light, for the light of the world was about to die. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice to indicate to you and to me that which he was suffering. "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" This man was forsaken by God, forsaken by his Father, so that you would not have to be forsaken, so that you would not be forsaken. And so it is in this way he suffered for you. He took your place. He was there on the cross, perfectly keeping his Father's will, keeping the law perfectly for you, receiving the punishment that your sins deserve, and in this way being obedient to his Father in all things, to rescue and to save and to make new and to make alive. "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," he said, calling to mind to those who stood by and to you and me, Psalm 22, where the psalmist recalls all the things of the crucifixion by inspiration of God. Behold, Jesus is not calling Elijah, for in this place, lifted high upon a pole, he draws all men to himself, that he would grant the gifts he wins, the victory he wins over death and the devil and the power of sin, the victory he wins for you. So here, when he breathes his last and gives up his spirit, he grants to you life by defeating death. Here on the cross he takes away your sins, and by his stripes you are healed. Elijah does not take him down. Joseph of Arimathea is granted the corpse. And Jesus' dead body is laid in a tomb to rest on the Sabbath. He will not stay in that tomb, but he will rest there until Sunday. Then he will rise again, that you would have, that you would receive the gift of life, that you would be justified, saved, forgiven, and new in your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has won the victory for you. Thanks be to God for his work for us. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.